2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, we have another great show, another great episode of the Paracast. And we have a special guest panelist who's joining us, one of our very eager, knowledgeable, regular listeners and participants in our forums. That's, of course, Gogs Mackay. Welcome, Gogs.
Hi, Gene. It's great to be back. Really nice to be asked. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, we'll get into this in a moment. But I got to tell you about this wacky letter I got about the show. Chris knows what I'm talking about here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we hear from people. We get letters. There used to be that line in an old TV show. We get letters. We get lots and lots of letters. And this one, this guy's got constructive criticisms to make. And I'll go through each and every one of four or five of the things that come to mind. I'm not going to read the letter. He doesn't deserve that. So he says he hears profanity on the Paracast. What show is he listening to? Now, we're not talking about the Anglo-Saxon words that you and I know, Gogs. He's saying profanity. Now, this is a commercial radio show. We can't use the seven deadly words. If we were to use them and they're cut out of the show, it's on a 7-second delay. The network doesn't take a chance. They trust us after 3 years on the network. They don't take a chance with anyone, not even Alex Jones.
So what you're saying, Gene, is that's a bunch of bull crap.
There is that. Let me go on. He talks about you. He says that you, Chris O'Brien, use words that don't exist.
Huh?
You use words that don't exist.
Well, hey, I'm like Alexander Haig. You know, occasionally I coin a term, but not very often on the show.
And all those bad jokes you keep telling with the horrible punchlines.
Oh, man. Well, you can't please all the people all the time there, Gene.
Have you ever told a joke on this show at all?
Yeah. Have you read the new book on Roswell?
No, I have not read the new book on Roswell.
I can't randle it. It's full of Schmidt.
That's the only joke you told. You know, it's not like these old-time comedians who'd say, take my wife, please. Or, for example, doctor, it hurts when I move my arm like that. And the doctor says, don't do that. I don't tell jokes either, and now you know why. But I don't really tell jokes. Sometimes I give DJ-style puns, but I never really tell jokes. And we know from Chris, he very rarely tells jokes. So somebody who says or implies that Chris makes a regular habit of using words that don't exist and tells bad jokes, I don't know what show he's listening to. Okay?
Well.
So I asked the guy for an example, and he talks around the subject. And he says, well, we know that you're going to find an excuse. Well, the excuse is you're making statements that aren't true. It doesn't mean that anybody is forced to like this show. If you don't like the show, don't listen. We're not going to make the show the way you think it should be made because Chris and I have our own distinct personalities. And when we bring on other guests, they will express their personalities and point of view. We'll try to actually ask questions from our listeners. And one of the reasons we brought Gogs on the show is because he always has such knowledgeable questions. And rather than read those questions, I'd rather he express the questions. Besides, I can't mimic your accent, Gogs. I can't mimic your accent at all.
That's the American disease. I think British people are better at mimicking American accents because we've grown up with so many American movies and TV shows. I think that's it. But having said that, Gwyneth Paltrow does a really good English accent.
What about Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, he's pretty good as well, but he's just a fine actor, full stop.
And you have to think of all the actors now who appear in comic book movies and everything, and they're Australian, they're British. You know, you think about Man of Steel, Superman, Henry Cavill. He's British. But you can't tell from the movie. I've heard his dialogue, a few pieces from the trailers. The guy's British.
I'd heard that Hugh Laurie, that plays the lead actor in House, I'd heard that there are many Americans who weren't aware of him before. They didn't believe that he was British because he does it in an American accent, but he is very British when you hear him speak.
Of course, I've heard him speak.
Very, yeah.
And what's interesting here is they had, like, before the final episode of House. They had this retrospective for an hour, and they had him talking there, and that was him, his normal speaking voice, his normal British speaking voice, and then he drops right into the House lingo. And there's a story here that when Bryan Singer, one of the producers of House, was auditioning actors to play that role, he hired Hugh Laurie without being aware he was British. That's a rumor.
Because he did the casting in character and, you know, just appeared in that. I presume that's what happened, is it?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, we know that Batman, Bruce Wayne, Christian Bale's British. Gary
Welsh
Oldman.
Even.
You want to talk a Welshman even, that. And then yeah. Gary Oldman does so many fabulous accents. He's been Dracula. He played this crazy character with a southern accent in The Fifth Element. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great role.
Great role. And then he's Commissioner Gordon. Straight-laced cop.
Yeah, or Charlie Hunman on Sons of Anarchy. I didn't know that he was British until I saw an interview with him, and I was like, oh, my God, that guy has a really good accent, American accent.
Yeah,
so I think Goggs has a point there.
Goggs, let me ask you, do you do an American accent?
I have been known to, yes. Which one?
Okay, if you want to lay one on us as we prepare for our guest of the evening, you're welcome to.
Okay, here's a laugh. I was living and working in Odessa, Texas for a while, and there was a local car salesman, and I used to take off him much to the amusement of the locals, because his catchphrase was, "And never pay retail again," but he used to say it like this, "And never pay retail again." So that's about my...
That was pretty good.
Right on, baby. I'll tell you, if I continue speaking here up in my throat here like this, people think I'm really someone else.
Now, I was drinking beer on my porch. That's a very southern one.
Right. I think the southern accent, because it tends to be more affected, is probably easier to duplicate. The straight middle American accent of a radio announcer, I think, is more difficult. Although so many British actors do it. I mean, you look all over American TV, and you find British actors, Australian actors, like The Mentalist. Of course, Simon Baker. He's Australian.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman's very good, too.
Right. He's Australian also. And, of course, Jor-El. Russell Crowe is from New Zealand, I think, and he grew up in Australia. I lost track of what that is. But, of course, he keeps an accent playing Jor-El.
Maybe we should talk about some British actors who cannot do American accents. And one that comes straight to mind is Gerard Butler.
he's Scottish.
Yeah, I know.
Scotsmen have a little bit harder time doing American accents, I think.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not really. If you look at an actor in the TV show The Good Wife, he's a Scotsman, the guy who plays that political operative. And he's the one who, in one of the James Bond films, GoldenEye, he played a Russian saying, "I am invincible." He's a Scotsman. But then again, the guy who plays Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek series, he's from Australia. There you go. Let's talk about someone who is not from Australia, from Wales, from the UK, I don't think. I think he lives in Hawaii now, and that's the guest today, Blake Cousins. Chris, where'd you find him?
Well, I've been, you know, sent from time to time video links to a particular YouTube channel that has really taken off called Third Phase of Moon. And I have not been very impressed with the videos that I've seen there. There's over 600 of them there, and I've perused a few. And there's one or two that look interesting, but the vast majority of them are obvious fakes. And I watched a documentary that he just recently posted on his channel. And, you know, I've got to tell you, Gene, we need to speak with Mr. Cousins, because I have a sense that he is just the beginning of what will be a deluge of outlets for people to get exposure for their handiwork, whether it be CGI, reflections in windows, out-of-focus bugs in front of the camera, kites, any number of techniques that have been applied to the hoaxer realm in ufology. And
I'll tell you what, though, we're going to have to fly very quickly here if we don't pause.
Okay, well, let's bring him on. Let's find out what his motivations are, besides money and maybe some sort of cult of personality issues.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You know, neighbors, meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, problem solve, and even develop creative solutions. But you know, if your team is spread out in all sorts of different locations, you know, coming together can be an impossible task. That is, of course, unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You know, it's the powerful, simple way to meet and collaborate online. And of course, when I try to get together with Chris and our guests for the show, you can see that we have to meet online because we can't get together. We're too far away. That's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST at GoToMeeting.com. GoToMeeting. You see, meeting is believing.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're back on the Paracast with Gene and Chris and Gogs Mackay joining us, one of our regular listeners and participants. We're going to do, I guess, what Clint Eastwood did at the Republican National Convention, where he talked to an empty chair, because we have an empty chair. Blake Cousins was told when to be ready for the Paracast. We made sure he understood the time zones. We told him to be ready at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday, April 18th. It's now 11:15. He's not there. He's not on Skype. He doesn't answer his phone. I just get an answering machine message. I've left messages for him. I sent an email. Maybe, however, he has seen the forums at forum.thepowercast.com. You know, we opened up questions for Blake to answer, and they're not very friendly. Not very friendly at all.
Blake flaked out.
It's possible. I mean, he may show up, and we'll give him his due. But if you look at all the questions such as they are or the remarks, these people are not very impressed by this guy. And if he saw the forums, maybe he decided he's not going to show up. Now, I have to tell you, as somebody who has just become acquainted with what this guy does, thirdphaseofmoon.net is his site, and he's got a channel on YouTube, I worry about it. Now, I'll tell you why I worry about it is because I think that people who put up blogs, who write on the Internet, should have a basic understanding of the English language. Okay?
So, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, that's the minimum, don't you think?
Yes. So if you look at thirdphaseofmoon.net/about-us, I'm not going to read it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask anyone out there who's curious about this guy, go to that page, thirdphaseofmoon.net/about-us, or just click the About Us box. Read the first paragraph and tell me if you don't have concerns. Forget about what he does. Read that first paragraph. And it goes downhill from here. Chris, where did you first learn about this guy?
Well, I don't know. I can't really ID exactly that sterling moment. But I have been notified of several videos, people sending me links to Third Phase of Moon and asking me what I think about a particular video. And I think the Bingham event in Las Vegas where this guy said he was going to summon UFOs, I think that may have been the first one. And
tell our listeners more about that.
I don't really know all the specifics, but some guy evidently had a claim that he could summon UFOs, very similar to what was that guy a few years back, the Swami guy. That was claimed to do the same thing, be able to summon UFOs, and allegedly he did, and got some notoriety, and then was unable to duplicate that, if I remember correctly. But this Bingham character, evidently, in front of a large group of witnesses and many with video cameras, was able to allegedly summon these, what looked very suspiciously to me like Mylar balloons that were floating in tandem above the city. And I think that was the first time that I actually was made aware of him. And since then, I've checked in, a time or two, three, just to see what he's doing there. And it's pretty amazing. He's been able to create kind of a franchise for himself. There's over 600 and some odd videos posted there. There is no differentiation practically between any of the presentations. Lately, he started to say, make your own decision. We don't know if this is a hoax. But for the most part, most of these videos have been presented with no sort of caveat, no sort of rating system, no sort of caveat emptor. He has really attracted quite a large audience. I mean, we're talking in the tens of thousands of people that tune in. Some some videos even up to 100 some odd thousand of people. And these people are coming and checking the videos out, and to be honest with you, lately it seems, based on cruising through the site last night, that there's been a lot of detractors coming out of the woodworks. And some of his videos, he says, debunkers, deal with this, or trolls, what do you have to say for this? And so he's starting to get a little defensive because, quite frankly, Gene and Gogs, some of these videos are beyond ridiculous, and any 8-year-old could see that these are faked. I've also seen some debunking videos of his videos. One guy found an actual model of a toy that was used in one presented video on Third Phase of Moon and actually pointed out the features of this particular flying saucer toy and how it corresponded with a alleged UFO photograph. And it was, slam dunk. I mean, the guy obviously, same with some guy in South America, used this particular toy to hoax his videos. I looked at his documentary. It's about a 50-minute documentary that he produced and released a couple of weeks ago. Boy, I wanted to talk to him about some of the principles involved in that video, people that were in front of the camera. One woman actually made a very interesting statement, which I felt really sums up the problem with Blake and his brother's work and their agenda, and that is about red herrings and how red herrings, you could have 20 cases and one case could be real, but the red herrings kind of take the emphasis off the real one and muddy the waters. And I think her soundbite, which I can read if you'd like, the soundbite does actually sum up the problem that we have now in this field with the advent of CGI and accessible technology to be able to create some of these, you know, fairly impressive jobs of special effects. But in terms of trying to separate signal from noise, this is really creating a problem. And I really wanted to talk to him today about the role that he has assumed here. I mean, it obviously he's in it to make money. He's in it to get the hits. He's in it to create some sort of cult of personality. He's in it to vacuum cleaner up any sighting that he can get his hands on and get the copyright permission to use it exclusively. Quite frankly, I think that this is this could be the third phase of doom for the field of ufology.
It's so easy. You don't need any solid evidence. You don't need anything but somebody's uploaded videos. The other question I have here, too, all the videos he has, is he just grabbing them, scraping them online, or are these things people have sent to him?
No, I think people are sending him videos. I mean, he's gotten enough notoriety now that, you know, there's tens of thousands of people that tune into these clips. And people are figuring out more and more ingenious ways to hoax videos. This one kid was there with his dad. The kid couldn't have been more than 10. And it's obvious that he set up some lights in his room and filmed the reflection of the lights against the window and did it in such a way that it actually looks kind of impressive at first. And then once you really start looking closely, you realize that this is nothing more than a reflection on glass. So people are coming up with more and more ingenious ways to attempt to hoax videos. And I think a lot of them are doing it just to see if they can get away with it. He is really vacuum cleanering up quite a number of people's attempts at hoaxing. And it's sad. It really is.
Now, let me ask you about this documentary he produced. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, Chris O'Brien is a filmmaker. He makes documentaries. He's able to do video editing. So he's aware of the cutting edge technologies. So in our next segment, we're going to figure this out and we'll have some more comments from our friend Gogs McKay. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll
I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris and an empty chair and Gogs Mackay, you're in the Paracast. Gogs, you've followed up on a lot of this stuff. What's your impression, surface impression, before we ask Chris about the filmmaking?
Well, I've been aware of Third Phase of Moon kind of over the last year or so, and I was compared to like one other site that collects UFO videos. I was immediately struck that I did seem to be seeing a lot of fakes, and Chris has corrected me a little in that he seems to, he does give this caveat now, you know, decide yourself, but I'm pretty sure I didn't see any of that before. But in preparation for this recording, I was having a look at through some of the stuff, and I think I had a look at this documentary, and if I'm right, this documentary has a section with Stan Romanek, which I believe is from, does Third Phase of Moon have a radio show as well, or a podcast or something on a Friday? And anyway, but he had Stan Romanek on, and all he did was just give Stan the floor to go through all this stuff, and the way he spoke to him, there was zero questioning, and I know probably 99% of the Paracast listeners, like myself, and no doubt you too, that we have major problems with Stan Romanek, and I didn't hear him, you know, ask a single thing, and I don't want Stan Romanek to have 1 second of anyone's time. This whole thing about the Boo video, the infamous Boo video, and him claiming that it's £50,000 to fake that, and then supposedly some other paranormal research society did it for $90. And then there's the whole thing about documents he got from supposed, you know, government or secret sources, and they've got the word follow misspelt exactly the same way that Stan has. I didn't hear him go into any of that. It's just like, I'm not even sure if he might be that clever a guy. He might be that good a businessman in this like modern video channel on YouTube age or whatever, that he knows what he's doing and he maybe just doesn't care, because if he's got any common sense at all, he would at least have questions for Stan Romanek. But he just gave him the floor to spout his thing. And if, you know, if I was going to give this guy any chance whatsoever, for me, that was, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the final nail in the coffin. Anyone who, you know, has Stan Romanek on and doesn't even ask him one hard question, well, I don't have much respect for the guy.
Before we move on with discussion of the video on a more technical aspect of his filmmaking capability, question I have, maybe either of you can answer, is I'm looking over the site. I don't see any real money-making opportunities there. He doesn't seem to be asking for donations, is he?
Well, it's the advertising that pops up, Gene, every time that you click on a particular video. Now we have to deal with that Korean Psy guy that pops up every time you click on a video. I'm sure he's getting some sort of remuneration from
That's the standard YouTube channel video ads from Google.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not sure how he's doing it, but he's getting quite a bit of notoriety. He's got, I don't know how many tens of thousands of subscribers. Each video that's posted up there immediately gets bombed with hits. And, of course, as time goes on, more and more of these comments are people expressing some form of indignation and crying, you know, hoax and fake and single word things like that. So I think a lot of people are smart enough to see through this. But my problem is that he's slowly programming the people that want to get informed, that want to know more, and are taking the easy shortcut way out here by going on to YouTube and getting, you know, educated that way. He's doing the field a great disservice, and he's creating this morass of wanna believe energy out there, and I'm really against that.
Let's talk about this documentary or this video that he did. As a filmmaker, how do you evaluate it in terms of content and production quality?
Well, what he's doing is most of this stuff is single camera, and some of his cutaway shots, for instance, only show the person's hands, and he'll use, let's say, in a stand-up interview, he'll use the same cutaway shot 3, 4, or 5 times, which is very amateurish. He's also trying to duplicate the jittery camera style and the fast push and the fast pull, which is pretty ham-handed. It's trying to look kind of cool and slick, and it's coming across a little bit amateurish. I think some of his witnesses and experts are highly questionable. I mentioned this quote from this Dr. Linda Hostelek, who's an osteopath. I did a little checking on her. She is a doctor. She's from Illinois. Yeah, I think Illinois. I don't know how she got involved in being one of his sort of new age experts, but this quote that she gave in the film, I think, sums up the problem with third phase of Moon. And she goes, a red herring is like when a whole bunch of things are thrown out there. Maybe there's 20 things thrown out there, but only one is real. The other ones are designed to either be fake, so you don't know which one is real, or they're designed to confuse, manipulate, and control. And I would add, jack up the hits on your site. So I think just inadvertently he included a comment that actually sums up the problems with this particular attempt at creating a cult of personality in a franchise.
Goggs, what's your comment? What's your feeling about this?
Well, I agree there on that, on what Chris just said about, you know, that comment seems like it slipped through the net. I don't think he maybe realized what the meaning was. I know you weren't going to read it, Gene, but I just noticed something. When you pointed out to say to look at thirdphaseofmoon.net and the About Us section, and we were before laughing about the terrible use of English, the first mention, the first word is third phase of moon, and it's spelt thrid phase of moon. And, you know, if that's an indication of, you know, can't even use a spell checker or get somebody to check your work, you know, who knows, maybe whoever wrote it was dyslexic or something. But, you know, if you're going to put something on a site that's to do with this very popular YouTube channel, you know, the barest of checking would have picked up, the amount of errors in one paragraph, and they're not even like kind of typical errors. So sorry to go off on a kind of tangent there, but it's just staring me in the face and really annoying me. The documentary side of things, I can't help but think it's just a vehicle for him to be seen on TV. I wonder if he's got aspirations for presenting, you know, other things. He just wants to be seen and build up a, you know, by whatever means, build up a profile. Because, I don't know, it just seems to be all centered about him, and he's, I don't know, I just get the impression he kind of likes the look of himself on camera. That may just be my take, but...
You're being kind, gods.
Yeah.
Well, looking at this thing here, now, this guy's been around for, what, 10 years? He just appeared out of the blue. One day, here's Blake Cousins.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him, how many UFO-related books has he read? Who are his favorite authors? What books have influenced his thinking? How much documentation does he have? He says he's interviewed over 100 witnesses of UFO events. Does he have a database? I wanted to see the quality and depth of his investigative efforts. And, you know, quite frankly, to be honest with you, I doubt that there's much there.
In terms of writing, there is nothing there. There is no there. Because if you go to news, all you see are videos with maybe a paragraph. You go to the blog, which should be written material, and it's just videos with Google ads from ad choices. If you go to About Us, where he talks about his site and everything, it's two paragraphs of illiterate material. So if he wants to write...
That's troubling.
Pardon?
That's troubling. But what's even more troubling is when two fairly well-respected members of the ufological community, Richard Dolan and Stanton Friedman, agree to appear on and be interviewed on this particular YouTube channel. That, to me, is really disturbing.
Before we get disturbed by our advertisers, we have Gogs Mackay joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, Gogs Mackay, one of our regular listeners and a special guest panelist, and an empty chair that was to feature Blake Cousins. And those just tuning in got to wonder what happened to this guy. Well, he was supposed to be ready for an interview to be recorded. He was going to do 1 hour, going to grace us with 1 hour of his presence. He was notified about the show several times by email. We gave him reminders. I gave him a phone message. I tried to hook up with him on Skype. He has not been online. He has not responded to the connection request. So there you go. We're talking to an empty chair. And having a lot of fun doing it, by the way. You know, what we should do, Chris, is also look at the questions that our listeners asked when they weren't just commenting about the poor quality of the videos.
Which is a majority of the comments, by the way.
Right.
Well, before we went to break, I brought up what was actually the final straw for me to actually invite Blake on the show, and that is Richard Dolan deciding to be interviewed for his mass audience and sell some books, obviously. And Stanton Friedman, of all people, agreeing to do an interview. I haven't had a chance to look at those interviews yet. I'm pretty sure that they'll be fairly predictable. But this is an indication that perhaps, you know, some of the mainstream in ufology is willing to, in the case of Richard Dolan, you know, just appeal to the largest audience he can for the hope of selling more books or creating more of a buzz about his work. This is troubling to me because if Stanton Friedman and Richard Dolan are being wooed by people such as Blake and his brother, this is not a good sign. And I'd like to hear your guys' take on that.
Well, one thing here, possibly Richard Dolan and Stanton Friedman maybe didn't take the time to check it out. You know, the guy calls them up or writes to them, says, I have hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube. This is a great place to be. You need to record an interview. Or you need to have more.
I seriously doubt that, Gene. They knew exactly who the guy is. I'm positive. These guys, they don't jump at any opportunity to get some exposure and not check out the actual platform that they're being exposed on. I would have a very hard time.
Can I chime in here? Yeah, I was just going to say that aren't Richard Dolan and Stan Friedman kind of recognized as being, you know, top-notch researchers? So the excuse that they didn't check him out wouldn't really wash with, you know, Stan Lieben, who has spent, you know, how many hours in archives and things like that, and the amount of work Rich Dolan's put into his books as well. So you would expect them to do the minimum of, you know, due diligence before that.
Yes, but they have been known to appear at conventions that have sometimes less savory guests.
Yeah, that's
I can't
true.
Say that. So they may have felt that maybe reaching a large audience, despite the polluted atmosphere, would be worth it. And you're telling me, guys, also, we're seeing more and more skepticism voiced on the sites. The review is from people who go to his YouTube site.
Yeah, there's a sizable percentage, up around 40, 50, 60% of people that have a choice of liking or disliking a particular video. It's running about 2-to-1 like versus dislike, and some videos are neck and neck, which indicates to me that at least a certain portion of his audience is discerning enough to call a spade a spade. But, you know, just to get back to the Richard Dolan, Stanton Friedman question here, a couple of years ago I saw that Richard Dolan was being advertised by Project Camelot as going on the show and doing an interview. And I quickly emailed Rich and said, Rich, don't do it, man. You're giving these people credibility. The more people acquiesce to the great unwashed masses and the size of a particular audience, the more legitimacy that they can attain and the more credibility, obviously undeserved in my estimation, but the more credibility is generated, and it just makes it harder for us to somehow get these people to do the right thing. If you give them that sort of gravitas and credibility, then they think that they don't have to, possibly do the right thing. And one of the things I really wanted to talk to Blake about was, you know, who is your favorite video analyst? Name one video analyst. I wanted to see if he even knew that there were video analysts out there that specialize in ufological photographs and videos and films. And I wanted to find out if he's ever even attempted to contact anybody. There's a video on there where some woman gets up there and really starts asking him hard questions about his motivations and stuff. And one of the answers he said when asked about analyzing the videos, well, I've National Geographic has seen my stuff, the Discovery Channel. Are you saying that because they're using my stuff that they aren't analyzing it? And it's like, well, Blake, they're in the business to generate ratings and advertising revenue. So I don't really think that's a fair question. I have really had a problem, as many listeners on the Paracast are aware. I've had a problem for a long time with how the media is going for bang for the buck and sensationalizing whatever they can to attract a larger audience. It's obvious with all these ghost shows and paranormal shows that there's a lot of hanky-panky going on behind the scenes. Stuff is being fabricated. This reality TV thing is going into the realm of poorly scripted drama, and it's a real problem. And I really think that this is a real flashing red light, and the klaxons are going off right now in my head about the future of this field.
Well, the thing I noticed, though, is that more and more people are savvy about what's going on. If you look at the small number of questions we had at the Paracast forums, nobody was taken in by this guy. Nobody was taken in by this guy. And maybe with his YouTube channel, we're seeing the skew be changed, where most people say, gosh, golly, gee whiz. Or maybe part of the problem is traditionally, and this is why we have problems with UFO-related material on TV, and that is that people are looking to be entertained. Very few of those people sit back and say, what if this stuff is real? You know, to them, it's just like going to the haunted house at the amusement park. Let's just be frightened out of our wits with ghost stories and UFOs and abductions. Let's have a regular old good time. I mean, the economy is a mess. People are out of work. We've got to do something for some entertainment. It's a way to get entertained. It's not something where you seriously consider the possibility of a world-changing, life-changing phenomenon is in front of us. And this is why you have a guy like this fella getting involved, a guy like this Blake Cousins. Now, anybody know his background? Does he have a background that we know about that we can trace? What did he do before he became this guru of YouTube?
Well, I personally, Gene, haven't had the opportunity. This kind of fell together pretty quickly. I wanted to get up to speed on the actual, you know, videos and the quality of the actual presentation. I do plan to do a little digging, and I was hoping to get him on the show to start the show out by getting a real sense of who this guy and his brother is. His brother's kind of a shadowy character. The production company is the Cousins Brothers or something, and I wanted to find out how long he's been in Hawaii, number one, and what his background is. You know, what books has he read? You know, what analyst does he know? And what sort of vetting process does he have, if any? It doesn't appear to even be a process for vetting some of these videos. I think Rigiwa put up a really funny it kind of reminds me of the Billy Meyer footage of the UFO that's circling around the tree. It's pretty famous in his beamship video or release from the early 80s. And Rigiwa has this saucer object with a string, and he's circling it around in there. And, you know, I actually FTP'd, and I had, I think, a problem with the download. I'm going to try it again, but I'm sending him some video that I was able to capture. I witnessed a spider web that was, being lit by the sun at the proper angle to create a prism effect, and it looked very similar to the Tim Edwards Salida footage. And I got some very good quality high def video that I think could fool a lot of people. It's really impressive. And of course, I'm not going to tout it as being real. I'm going to have the caveat that this is a hoax, but this is what nature can provide you that you can document and pretend innocence and just palm it off as something high strange.
This is very high strange. So strange, we've got to hear this message. We have Gogs and Gene and Chris. You're in
the podcast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.